Now, I've been delighted to recently learn that in the mid to late 1970s, one of our listeners, Pam, won a competition which allowed her mum, Maureen Green, to connect with her longtime UK pen pal called Shirley. It was the first time they ever got to hear each other's voices speaking on the phone. Now, decades later, Maureen and Shirley have connected online for the first time for a video call. They've now got a monthly date in the diary. It's been a technologically tricky feat, you could say, but thanks to one of Maureen's two daughters, Pam, as well as Rest Haven staff, they've made it happen. I popped over to their Murray Bridge residential aged care home yesterday to find out more from lifestyle coordinator Soraya Fitzgerald and Maureen herself.
My friendship started with Shirley when I was at school. We had letters come from England and they was put in a box and we had to pull one out and I pulled Shirley's name out. And we stuck together ever since.
That was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
Yes, 70 odd years. Well, we couldn't write at the end of our hands as we grow older, you know. This sets in and that sets in. My daughter Pam, she'd type it out and we'd send it over to Shirley that way.
I understand Pam's been a real help to you over the years as well, because there was a competition at 5MU that involved you and Shirley.
That's right. That's when I first got in contact with her, really personally, not through just through letters. So we've stuck together all this time.
What's Shirley like?
A wonderful person. She's had ups and downs in life, like we all have. When you get down, you climb to get up again. I'm a very determined, and if I want to do something, I'll do it.
Soraya, I understand you and the other staff members here have been, it's been quite a journey trying to find a way to connect Shirley and Maureen, because these days, of course, it's a lot more affordable to get on the phone and now on, you know, video chats, which has been a big endeavour of yours, hasn't it?
It has, and it certainly wouldn't be possible without the help of Pam, Maureen's daughter. So when we found out that this connection had been taking place for so long, we definitely made it a mission to make sure they could see one another in real time. And we got there after 3 months of back and forth emails and wonderful communication from the other side. We made it, and we've just had our second Zoom call yesterday.
Yes, just to see her is just marvellous. Only wish I have yet is in my life is if I could go over and just touch her.
Shirley brought up that it took 3 months in between writing and receiving a letter. So for us to be able to connect in real time has been a massive change in the way that things have been done in the past. So it's been wonderful.
It sure has been wonderful. It's been a wonderful journey.
It's just marvellous though, isn't it? I remember my grandmother being so impressed being able to see her grandchild on the other side of the world, a younger, much younger grandchild than me, over in Spain, and it just blew her away.
It just blows you away, yes. To think what's happened in all the past. Shirley has lost Harry, her husband. He had passed away. And I remember Shirley ringing me in the early in the morning, I think it was, and I answered the phone and it was Shirley to ring me to tell me that Harry had passed away. So she's had her ups and downs and I've had my ups and downs. We've rode the road with all the bumps in it and here we are today, which is a marvellous thing. You've got to be determined.
So you had your second Zoom call yesterday. What did you talk about?
Mainly family. Well, she had no family. She only got her sister Diane and her two children. And I had my two, Pam and Kay, which they've been wonderful to me. Just wonderful. They've helped me out.
Soraya, it must be so rewarding working with clients when things like this come together.
It certainly is, and just to be able to be part of such a big story for Maureen's life and to be able to fulfil a goal for her, it really brings joy to everybody that's involved to know that we were able to contribute in some way or form.
Rest Haven has been so good to me. They are so kind and so caring and so loving. It's a good place to be. I wouldn't be anywhere else.
And Maureen, it sounds as though you really grew up together. It was a coming-of-age journey for both you and Shirley. What sort of things did she write to you, or do you remember writing to her?
Oh, different things we did at school, and different things what we did on the farm, and how I helped Dad on the farm. And I still remember writing about the farm and at Monarto, where the zoo is. That's where the lions are.
That was before the development.
Yes, sir. Well, after the development, when the zoo come in, my Dad's house was right in the middle of that, where you enter to go into the lions department now. And there's a part of the tennis court where I play tennis on. We had tennis games on a Sunday. We used to go to the tournaments. Callington, I played, my girlfriend and I, Irene, we played tennis together, and we used to go up to Callington to our team. We used to play up there, and then we used to go and visit other teams around. So it was all this friendship with the tennis clubs and on the tennis courts. Irene has passed on now, and there's quite a few of them that I played tennis with. Times were good, I tell you. And I used to take Dad's car. As long as I behaved myself, I could take Dad's car, and I'd drive over to Irene and I'd pick Irene up. So away we go to tennis, and we behave ourselves, and tennis during the day and dances by night.
Oh, lovely. England may be different in a lot of ways, but there'd be some similarities as well, you know, having fun with friends and finding love.
Yes, yes. See, she, as I said, she only had the one sister, Diane, and as she's married, well, Shirley's lost her husband, of course, Harry, and because I lost my husband too, so we're both standing alone now. So we're sort of, we enjoy life while we can. We're enjoying this, I tell you. This is the most enjoyable thing that could have ever happened. And Shirley's so happy over there too. So, oh, God bless everybody who's done all this. I never ever thought in all my born days that this could happen.
It's been a real pleasure to be here today. Thank you for welcoming me in.
Thank you, dear, and it's a pleasure to meet you, love. You can call in any day.
Thank you for coming.